Morning has turned to afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone.
But the grind carries on.
Not just the grind physically, but the grind mentally.
The Midday Grind, featuring a couple of TV jockeys who've also been through the radio wars.
Serious?
Martin Kilcoyne.
I was a little lit, so I was saying whatever I wanted.
And Charlie Marlowe.
Our top story tonight, John Jay will be back tomorrow. Here's him getting a hit in 2012.
It's the Midday Grind on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Did I miss the cue? I usually wait for that one little doo-doo-doo-doo.
There it is. Lucas Jones?
Lucas Slickers on the controls.
Went to Vianney or was it DeSmet? CBC? Civic Memorial.
There we go.
That was
a confident answer.
No, I knew that actually. Baseball player, you said you probably batted second, maybe fifth, sometimes sixth.
Yeah, you got it down.
Played infield or outfield?
Mainly infield.
There you go.
I first met you when you were working over at KTRS, right? No.
Look, let's be honest, Chuck.
Who are you?
You only made a point to know things about Lucas after you found out you knew so little about him.
Incorrect.
And it became aware on the air that you know so little.
No, totally
about
incorrect.
Him.
I knew Lucas's first name 100%. I knew his last name 99%.
You don't get credit for knowing.
No, listen.
First
that
name.
Little kernel of doubt in my brain made me kind of hesitate when I shouldn't have.
Lucas with a K or with a C? I'm asking Charlie.
It's with a K.
Yes.
I thought so.
That's the big question.
I read the schedule. Jimmy Huer works hard to put out. I read that probably unlike you prima donna.
I always want to see if Dino's here or not, so I have to check the schedule. That starts on Monday.
Today,
the baseball show debuts at 1 o'clock.
Yes.
Little insider baseball. You got Jimmy Huer, Bob Ramsey, Brian Hoffman. When I think of this building, people that are just passionate about baseball and study it year-round, I think of them. And then I look over at Chuck Marlowe, who's got some time on his hands and played a little college ball, loves the grand old game. I guess they didn't, there's only so many voices on a show.
Yeah, it's a one-hour show. Hoffman wants his time, obviously. But I'll tell you what, I'm putting it out there. If you want me to fill in every once in a while on the baseball show, 1 to 2 on Fridays, I am available.
You're available. Look at you.
It's important to be valuable at a radio station and really help out.
I think Lucas is the most upset because before 1 to 2 used to be taped, and he kind of had that hour off, and now it's back live, and he has to work again.
So
hour.
What's the name of the? Is this Baseball and Cocktails?
Baseball and Conversation.
That's what's coming up at 1 o'clock. Cocktails and Hardball.
Yes,
that's
we should
coming
call
up.
It that I like that.
Cocktails and Hardball.
Cocktails and Hardball.
Why don't you do that? Just get some drinks from next door and just do a show.
That'd be fun.
Just start ripping away. Stupid money not being spent in Philly. You know who's stupid? These Cardinals are stupid.
That's the show right there.
And by the end of the show, you're a little more opinionated.
These owners are all cheap. They're cheap. Spend some money.
Cousin Nick.
What accent is that?
That's kind of a drunk, I don't know, East
Philly,
Coaster.
New York guy.
Okay.
We have kind of this generic East Coast guy that chimes in on our show.
I'll tell you what.
From inside the building.
That was kind of Spagsian. But he is an East Coast guy.
No,
Boston.
He is.
Worcester.
Cousin Nick listens to the show online in Minnesota. And we were having the conversation about baseball being, terrible now because so many teams are tanking. And he made the point that the Minnesota Twins are quietly inept. And he said fans in Minnesota are always excited, like they think they can get over the hump, but they're actually, the poll ads, he said, are actually cheap and don't commit enough, so then they come up short, but the fans are always like, oh, well, we tried. So I said, cheap or inept will be a new segment on the show.
I like that.
I don't know.
Put that into your cocktail hardball thing.
Baseball show. I mentioned that yesterday, though. At least they're trying. Look, 2 years ago, they made the wild card, right? Then they added Lance Lynn, they added Logan Morrison, they added Fernando Rodney, one-year deals. On paper, a lot of people liked them. It didn't work. They did the same this year with Nelson Cruz, though. At least they're taking this market where there are some good players, maybe older, you can get on one-year deals, and they're trying. Who wouldn't want Nelson Cruz on their team? Honestly. Nelson Cruz has like the most home runs in baseball the last 5 years or so. And they got him for what? 1 year, $14 million with an option?
So they're trying. Kind of.
They're trying right now. Okay, if you're the Cardinals, you can't put Nelson Cruz in right field. I understand we have some there.
We got
I understand
right
that.
No,
but
we got
the dude hits 35 bombs.
Where would we play him? Don't seem to know what they're doing. Like, was it 2 years ago? They bought and sold at the deadline.
I like that. That was like a quick read. That was a zone read. They got him. Jaime Garcia. We're bulking up. We're going for the playoffs. A couple days later, we're actually not that good. We're trading Jaime Garcia.
But what is that? As John Mozeliak would call that, that is classic arbitrage.
Yep.
And it worked. They made the wild card
after giving up Jaime.
Did he even pitch for them? Did he just get there with his suitcase and then put the jersey on and head on out?
They're like, dude, we heard you weren't very good. Oh, yeah, you're not very good.
6 2/3 innings pitched with the Twins in his illustrious Twins career.
Is that one game?
Yeah, he went 1-0.
Hey, eating some innings there.
Yeah.
6 2/3 is pretty good.
Does he get invited back to Twin Fest every January?
Playoff share?
Think about it. 855-282-8255, the text line here. We'll check in Austin Seibert, the Oklahoma kicker, getting ready for the NFL. Played 4 years. Did he play all? He kicked as a freshman, didn't
he? Kicked and punted.
As a freshman?
Yes. All-time leading scorer in the history of the NCAA for kickers. We've locked him in. He just texted back. He's good to go. Yesterday, meeting with agents, man. He's trying to get his NFL on. All right?
Get his NFL on, which we should do a little bit later.
We should.
Go through the games. By the way, I'm back to the Fox 2 compound on Sunday, Chuck. Been off for a little bit.
We've missed you, yeah.
Took a little time off. I predict we'll get this charter issue wrapped up between now and then because I am coming back to
Fox. Okay, one of the Tribune networks is on our TV now. Did Frank do this on purpose to illustrate
Probably.
This?
Yes. Charlie Tuna asked for us to put it on. And if you read the lingo, it's not just a screen that says – we're having a little dispute. Tribune is seeking excessive fees for its broadcast station, as well as forcing consumers to pay for the networks like WGN, which very few people watch.
Oh my God.
Did Trump write this? Doesn't that read like a Trump tweet?
My
Sad.
God, taking a shot to WGN?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
So instead of saying we're
which
in a dispute,
very few people watch.
It's obviously gotten to a point of animosity where it doesn't just say, hey,
this
we're...
This network sucks. You don't want to pay for
yes,
it.
Yes, basically.
You're also kicking WGN when they're down. They just lose all the rights to the Chicago rights. Sports, to NBC Sports Chicago. I will say this, though. Look, now, Tribune, we're in the midst of being sold, correct? And so Nexstar, it's supposed to go through third quarter 2019. All I'm saying is I understand people are frustrated. You can get the antenna. But from a personal standpoint... How long has Tribune owned us? 5-6 years?
Oh, I'd say at least, yeah.
They've been great.
No, great.
Honestly,
ownership.
They really have been. They've been fantastic.
It doesn't say
I'm
that.
I'm very
message.
Sad that they're selling us because I think it has been very stable and good ownership.
They've been great.
This is only because you put WGN on. If we put Fox 2 on, does it say very few people watch Fox 2 and the excessive rights fees are too
high? Yeah, what does it say? Hey, despite the lovable Charlie Marlowe and that sarcastic kill coin, we haven't been able to work out a deal.
It is on Fox. Okay.
Yeah, this is just their overall Tribune charter commentary.
Hmm.
What if I'm Fox 2, I'd call and say, hey, can you kind of take GN off the table and just get our deal done, okay?
Can't you do like a fun cat video or something instead? Just like something.
Fun cat? What like, if people like the better?
Like the, remember the Christmas hearth? They used to have the Yule log on Channel 11.
Channel 11 would run it all
just
day.
Just run
on
the
Christmas.
Yule log.
I don't know. I'm a big fan of taking pot shots at networks. I kind of like that.
No, that to me, when
that's
you,
funny.
I had not seen that until these guys pulled it up. And I started laughing out loud because they're not saying, usually corporate PR is just so overly cautious too, where it'll say, despite our grievances, we're working towards a resolution. And this time they're like, the hell with it. GN sucks. And they're making us pay more for it. Maybe
so
this
funny.
Is the Trumpification of corporate America, too. Or like, just say whatever the hell you want.
Like WGN, which you don't even watch anyways.
And you know what happened is once they got the Cubs off of there, the interest level in GN nationally went way down.
That is
There's
true.
No doubt about it.
Don't you think February ratings period... It'll probably be solved by then, wouldn't you think?
Oh, my God. That's a month away? I'd say before then. These things never last too long. And the football game tomorrow, don't call the assignment desk at Fox. It's not our fault, please.
Now, we
just
should
email just, Martin. Here's his email.
Listen,
address.
We should have everybody
over my house. I think we've got direct. I can't even remember.
We should do kind of an experiment because you can get your $15 antenna, as somebody on the text line said. Do you think that if you kind of jerry-rigged a coat hanger, could you figure it out at home?
No, I couldn't. But there are people out there. Although Frank said, this isn't going to help Hazel in terms of like putting on an antenna. And like, let me tell you something. Hazel doesn't have cable. Hazel's been watching on the rabbit ears anyway. Hazel doesn't care about the Seahawks and Cowboys. Instead of will it play in Peoria, will it affect Hazel?
Maybe
that's the new barometer.
Maybe Hazel loves WGN.
Mildred.
Charlie Tuna mentioned that he enjoyed the In the Heat of the Night reruns.
Oh my God.
That they run on WGN.
Good show.
They overplayed their hand, though. I love Tribune, but they called it WGN America, and they started doing their own programming, and I think they wanted to become like a TBS, TNT, USA that had original programming that was must-see, or the majority of people would want it on their cable.
And now, according to Spectrum, no one watches it.
According to Spectrum. I still call it Charter. Kind of like Laclede. Does anybody say Spire? Hey, yeah. Have you seen the Spire bill laying around? That's the Laclede bill.
But now you get the bill, so you do call it Spire, and you see the trucks all over the place. So but I feel like that has shifted.
I still call it Laclede.
Martin, somebody on the text line, I like WGN when they showed Charles in Charge and Webster reruns.
So they're obviously loaded up on programming between In the Heat of the Night.
Bozo the Clown?
Back in the day.
On the text line. Somebody also, they're honestly comparing Nelson Cruz, a one-year deal for $14 million, to the Chris Davis contract.
Yeah, different contract.
Just stop.
Different players.
Please
Nelson
stop.
Nelson Cruz is a better player than Chris
Way
Davis.
Way better, and it's 1 year.
So the Twins are neither cheap or inept. Is that our conclusion?
At least they try. They're a middle-class team that's trying. And I applaud them for that, even when it doesn't work.
How about on the try index that we could create?
Ooh, the TI.
Are they trying more than the Cardinals? Because they don't have the resources. They don't have the same amount of money, I would guess. I could probably look it up and back that up. Maybe they actually try more. Even though Yoda said there is no try, maybe they actually are trying.
But you just unload Joe Mauer. Huge contract, right?
Yes.
You do have some young studs. The problem with the Twins last year is their two best players either were hurt or weren't good. In Byron Buxton, he could be one of the best players in baseball. And he barely played, and he was injured. And then you have Miguel Sano. He had everything going on off the field to begin the year. That's a guy that a lot of people thought would be a 40-homer guy.
God, I feel like we're cutting into the 1 o'clock show.
Well, I want to be on this baseball
Cardinals,
show.
Cardinals. We can talk Twins now.
I feel like Charlie's kind of flaunting a little baseball knowledge right now.
Well, that baseball show
wasn't really
invited. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
This cocktails and hardball. I'll tell you what, I got a bunch of notes I want to go through before 1 o'clock, and they're all baseball related. I got a bunch of hot topics to get out of the way before you guys tune in for that.
Again, in a contract year, it's important to demonstrate your value
True.
To an employer. That's why I love 590, and of course I love Tribune.
Is that why you're not wearing sweatpants today?
I had a lot to do this morning. A lot of errands to run.
A lot to get to.
Helping out with the baby. Got a big day at Fox 2.
Helping out with the baby.
Big day at Fox 2.
I don't know if you can even say, you can't say you're babysitting your own kid.
I didn't say that.
I know. I don't know if you can say helping out with the baby.
Helping out more than I usually do because my wife is a saint.
Okay.
How about that?
Because you're not really helping out.
Well, I'm helping out more.
Helping out
than
more.
Than usual. Than a normal Friday.
Do you feel better not wearing sweatpants?
I do, actually.
You feel like you're on. You actually seem like you're a little more into the show today.
A little more pep in my step?
Yeah.
Maybe get the shower out of the way. You wake up. You get your coffee. It's all good. Usually I postpone my day. I like to shower and shave right before I go to work. So you're looking fresh. You know, a lot of times here, I'll go work out right across the way here at Gold's Gym. So today I'm more professional, obviously.
And I can tell. Bringing heat.
For sure. About the Twins.
I would like to bring back, what are the odds? Even though I think that was a my bookie vehicle. I think we should do that every Friday. Looking at games and just sort of previewing the weekend ahead. And by the way, we haven't planned our big listener outing yet, but my wife and I are going up to Fast Eddie's tomorrow. So I texted Eddie. I said, are you going to be there? And he said, I believe so.
Nice.
He's not fully committed to being there at his own place, but I'm going to be there tomorrow, heading up and grabbing some food. Fast Eddie is with us. Eddie, how's the new year?
Hey, great, man. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Now, how was the week? Because you said right after Christmas, everybody's off work. Uh-huh. Charlie even says nobody's working. Everybody's in vacation mode.
Right.
Was it rocking and rolling and festive?
Holiday week, if you will, another great year. Well,
how about into New Year's? Were people ringing it out at Fast Eddie's?
Oh yeah. Started with a bang and started right back up New Year's Day, rocking and rolling like you say. It's just going great. tomorrow with this weather forecast, it should be just crazy around here.
And that's what people don't realize. That patio, you guys will crank up the heaters and that thing. You're open year-round outdoors, too.
Then you can take some panels off of it and get some fresh air and some sunlight in it as soon as you get some good weather. So it can go both ways all year long.
He bought the street. That's what Mike Shannon always says. This guy bought his own street. Not messing.
Bought his own street. I dared him to buy market, but he couldn't pull it off. He always said when he had his place done. He always wanted to buy his own street. But it's a lot of fun, man. We had a great holiday. It's just good to see people that they make it an annual thing. They make it like a tradition where all the adults come out after the kids have done that whole week. So it's cool to see people that only come around a couple times a year because they're out of towners or whatever. It ended up a lot of fun, and tomorrow it should be just nuts. It'll be a ball in a ball, so bring your wife up. We'll have some fun.
Doors open at 11 o'clock Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's 1 o'clock Monday through Thursday at the Bonaire. How about for you, Eddie? We've caught you in the Keys. We've caught you in Montana. Mr. Shannon found you there. What? Any big plans coming? I would think this time you might be going. You don't have to give it away because we always play the game, where in the world's Eddie? But what are your big plans?
I'm leaving Monday. Let's leave it like that. I'm heading south. I'm going to do a little freshwater fishing on Okeechobee Lake. Let's just do that.
That sounds like a good idea. And maybe a little scouting mission, too. Last time we caught him in the Keys, we're doing a little scouting, checking out the local, just to see if there's to see if you can find the third or fourth best bars in America after the original.
I'd love to. That's it.
The Bonaire.
Hey, Happy New Year, you guys. I'll see you tomorrow, right?
You bet. I'm coming up there. You know what? We got Channel 2's off the air on Charter. I don't even need TVs. I just need to hang out, have a couple of burgers, a couple of beers, even though I'm supposed to be on a health kick. Tomorrow's going to be my cheat day. I've been on a health kick all week.
There you go.
There you go. Got to have that cheat day.
Fast Eddie's, the tradition continues. Eddie, Happy New Year to you and all the great customers at Fast Eddie's.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Happy New Year.
Fast Eddie's, Bonaire, Alton, Illinois. You know all about it. It's Broadway and 4th Street. Clark Bridge gets you there. Go across the Clark Bridge, you turn right, and you're there. Doors open at 11 Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. My wife and I are going to be doing some errands tomorrow, and I said,
exciting.
I was supposed to. But I said, let's make it a little more exciting. I said, let's roll on up to Alton. I hadn't been there in a while.
You should invite Santa Steve. He really wants to come to this outing. It could be like a personal kind of hangout with you and Kim.
I know. I needed to coordinate better.
Sure you did.
I know. I do. I want to do. I honestly. My goal in 2019 is to get to that list of things I'm always planning on doing.
I'll tell you what, though. It's a baller move to buy your own street.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Shannon talks about it all the time. Said they bought the street, took over the street. And I think Eddie and Mike have been hanging around. They almost sound a little similar when you get them on the phone here.
Legends.
All right, what are the odds a little bit later in the show, Chuck?
Okay.
But I did want to talk some NFL. And again, you can always download the NFL app if you're looking for that Cowboys.
You know what? You could just travel down to Dallas in the Fort Worth area and just buy a ticket and watch the game if you have Spectrum.
That seems reasonable. Just do that. Just maybe our assignment desk tomorrow when they answer the phone. Well, we understand. Ma'am, hold on. I understand you're upset, but I went on StubHub. There are still some tickets available.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Do we know in the St. Louis market, roughly, what percentage of people in terms of their cable is coming from Spectrum?
I think 95%. You need to expect just an onslaught of angry phone calls on Sunday.
I have no idea. But let's say the AT&T, is that the U-verse thing?
It is.
Not that good.
Let's say...
Decent. I've had that before, though.
Let's say 10% of the St. Louis area is using that. Let's say direct 20-ish, maybe. I'm just making this up. But are these plausible numbers? Dish and direct probably in that 20-ish range. AT&T, 10-ish range. You probably got about 10 that don't have cable. I think your Spectrum / Charter could be in that 30-40 range. I have no idea, but St. Louis feels like a traditional cable town. Well, I don't want a satellite. I want a cable.
I can see that. For some of the older folk,
yeah,
for sure.
Not Hazel; she doesn't have it.
Not Mildred.
Not Hazel. But the games this weekend, of course, you start Saturday. You got Texans, Colts. As Frank has said, two of the hottest teams in the NFL. I just have very little interest because it's the Texans and the Colts.
Frank is talking up all these games, and I really don't have much of an interest in any of them. To be
I think Cowboys, Seattle, the one you can't see, I kind of like. I like watching Russell Wilson. I like the Seahawks.
I think all these games are going to be good, though. Now, you look at the names, and maybe you're not excited with Texans-Colts, but all these lines are a couple points, point and a half. I think you're going to see some really good games. You don't have to worry about watching the game on Fox. Just go to your local sports bar. You know what I'm saying?
Go to Fast Eddie's.
Go to Fast Eddie's.
It's not a sports bar, but they got the games on.
It's an opportunity for you to kind of share some fellowship with your fellow St. Louisans.
But I said this to Frank. Of the eight teams playing, four on Saturday, four on Sunday, I don't see any of them being a true Super Bowl contender.
Disagree.
Give me a Super Bowl contender. Cowboys?
Honestly,
Seahawks.
You can laugh at me. The Ravens. The Ravens, now they have a tough opponent, but they're at home. The Chargers are really good. The Ravens, since Lamar Jackson took over, he's 6-1. They're rushing the ball something like 230 yards per game, controlling the clock, and they have a really good defense. So you can see that as a recipe to make a deep run. Would that surprise you?
If the Ravens got to the Super Bowl, that would surprise me.
I said deep run.
A deep run. Well, I think I didn't say deep run. Hoff?
Okay, in the AFC, though.
Did I say deep run or did I say Super Bowl contender?
In the AFC, I love the Chiefs. And I would love to see, if the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. But do you trust the Chiefs to win three big games in a row with that defense? They can't stop anybody.
My gut, and I said this about the Rams, I think they'll win their divisional game, and then I think they'll go to New Orleans and lose. And that's probably what if you're just playing the percentages, that's probably the most likely scenario. I think the Chiefs will lose the AFC Championship at home, just probably because of the defense, but a little bit too because of who they are. And if you're a Chiefs fan,
that's a very Andy Reid thing.
But and not just Andy Reid, Schottenheimer, and the Chiefs for years. I mean, if they win that first round game, divisional game at home, that'll be the first home win in 25 years.
Seven or eight straight postseason losses at home for the Chiefs. It's a
seven or eight.
It's a high number.
They've won on the road in the last couple of years, a game or two, a wild card game or two. But they haven't won a home playoff game since 1994. So I see them winning one and then losing that AFC championship. Maybe to the Baltimore Ravens.
It could be. In terms of gambling, instead of gambling on all these games the next couple of weeks, I already put on mybookie.ag a nice little bet on the Saints to win the Super Bowl a couple weeks back, plus 250. At the time, the Chiefs were plus 450. I'm just looking at it. If you're the Saints, you're already in the final eight. You got the bye, obviously. You have two home games. Are you that worried right now about the Rams? How hard is it to beat the Saints? At home, they're a complete team. They have a defense. They can run the ball. They can throw the ball. So I like them to at least get to the Super Bowl. And right there, you can hedge that bet.
And the Saints for years hate that argument. Oh, leave the dome. They're not the same. Drew Brees out of...
It's true, though.
The stats back it up. It's kind of like the Mizzou defense was complaining before the Liberty Bowl. Hey, we're not going to just have some kind of shootout because it's a Big 12 team. No, that's exactly what happened. And they ran up and down.
Yeah, you are.
They kind of ran up and down the field. So New Orleans, though, doesn't matter. They're at home for potentially two games, and then you go to Atlanta for the Super Bowl in the dome. What are they going on? They were at 250 a couple of weeks ago.
Now it's like plus 225 last time I looked. So still pretty close to that number. The Chiefs were plus 450. And again, I like that, and I like the Chiefs potentially to get to the Super Bowl, but that defense doesn't stop anybody. They really don't. Great offense, and maybe they'll outscore everybody. That could happen. But, man, in some tough playoff games, maybe you get to some weather here or there. I just don't trust that defense.
And if the Rams do win a game at home and then go to New Orleans, I know it's not as simple as quarterback versus quarterback. Do you see Jared Goff outperforming Drew Brees in the Superdome?
No.
I mean, almost 1,000%. There's no chance.
Rams are also, look, that last game, you have C.J. Anderson in there, but they're trending down. I mean, they started the season guns blazing. And right now, and maybe there's some value there because if they get people back and healthy and Todd Gurley coming back, but Cooper Kupp being out, I think that really hurt them. And I would not be high on the Rams for the postseason.
Goff, six TDs, six picks, and a completion percentage under 60% in the Rams' final five games.
Oh, he was horrible. For a three-game stretch there, he was honestly terrible. He really was.
I do like how Charlie always brings it back to gambling, though. We're talking about teams and potentially said there's some value there. Value. Meaning,
people like to gamble, man.
No, I know that. It doesn't
embrace it.
It doesn't take long.
It's like 6 degrees of gambling. We're always like six talking points away from Chuck bringing up a game.
No, I'd say more like one or two.
Yeah.
But
I forget the six.
No, listen. Hoffman's saying these games are boring.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, first of all, I think they're going to be good games. And also, if you want to make it a little more interesting, throw a couple bucks down.
I'm not going to do that.
I think they're going to be good games. I really do. Maybe not sexy names. The Colts right now, Andrew Luck is playing unbelievable.
And I don't hate the Colts. I like Andrew Luck. I mean, that's a franchise. I'm fine if they have some success, but I don't really have any passion for them. The Texans, to me, even though they got a winning team this year and they've been really good lately, they have star power. J.J. Watt, Deshaun Watson, Hopkins. But I still look at the Texans, maybe just because they're a newer franchise. I always kind of go,
yeah.
As a franchise.
Yeah, same here.
I always go, Texans, and people are like, they're good. They got star players. I'm like, but it's the Texans.
And also because all their previous postseason appearances have been about the same.
They win
the game at home in the wild card. Then they get smoked in the next round. They always go to like New England or somewhere and just get absolutely crushed.
They do seem to always play the first postseason game.
Yes.
It's always against the Colts.
They're like the Orlando Magic of
yes.
the NFL.
It's always on ESPN. And then afterwards, everybody complains about how ESPN always gets the worst games. That does seem to be a narrative, right? The last 3-4 years.
What's the NBC game? Is it the Bears-Eagles?
Yeah.
Sunday?
Yeah.
See, I have interest in that game. And I would probably root for the Eagles just because of Chris Long and
Kyle,
the narrative.
You know, why do you hate Kyle Long?
Well,
they're not related this week.
They're not.
That's what Kyle said.
Guys, it is 2019. What are your goals? Do you have goals, Hoff? How about starting a new show?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Chuck, maybe wedging your way onto a show.
Listen, I'm
that
a
could
team
be a
player.
Goal.
Stay employed.
If you need somebody to fill in on the baseball show, I'm here. That's all I'm saying.
2019, if your goal, not just losing weight, but maybe eating better, stop by our friends at Schnucks. You can find them all around town. They're not here. They're not going to bombard you with some message about how you need to lose weight. It's a personal decision. If you've decided, I just want to make healthier choices, it's that simple. The great produce section they have, the best in town, fresh fruits, fresh vegetables. It's amazing. If you start eating that instead of, I don't know, let's say Doritos or chips, you'll probably start losing some weight. Great place to start in the produce aisle at Schnucks. You can also pick up complimentary, the Simply Slim magazine. It's for free. It's at every Schnucks. Pick it up. January edition has 40 healthy, delicious recipes. So if you're tired of boring menus, you're not going to just sit there and eat almonds, plain almonds all day. Whoa, a little specific.
Healthy eating.
In a little Tupperware, a cute little Tupperware.
Hoff is actually eating plain almonds. If you want to jazz it up a little bit, how about one of those healthy, delicious recipes that's available in the Simply Slim magazine? Plan your meals out. Shop for your fresh foods. Do that ahead of time. Start losing some weight. Start feeling better about yourself. Schnucks also partnering with local fitness centers to help you eat and live well, offering free classes, free challenges. You can learn more by visiting schnucks.com/health. Also enter for a chance to win free groceries for a year. How about that? Probably some fat guy will get online and just join in just in case. schnucks.com/health. Your chance to win free groceries for a year. Fresh start, fresh ideas, fresh produce. It's healthy eating. And it all starts at Schnucks. Midday Grind coming right back. A lot to get to, including the kicker from Oklahoma.
And punter.
Next up, the NFL. For Austin Seibert, we'll talk to him next on 590 The Fan.